TheNissan.com.
Naughty, naughty computer. Bad, naughty, nasty computer. Shame, 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 naughty computer. Naughty, nice computer. Nice, soft, naughty computer. Oh, computer.
That's what I think about my computer.
Yeah, I'll bet. Hey, if you ever wanted to know how to change a file extension, how to change a file association, how to hide or unhide the file extensions, how to basically do everything about anything when it comes to file extensions, guess what?
I don't know what.
I don't know either. Oh. We've got all that information at our website, datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section of this week's topic, which is the file extensions and file associations, with lots of step-by-step instructions on how to change, update, reassociate, hide, or unhide file extensions. All kinds of good stuff there.
Absolutely.
As well as links to charts on, well, what does that mean and what program do I need to open it? So everything you should ever possibly need as a resource. I would strongly recommend that if you have problems with file extensions and can't seem to figure out how to do things and you get this question of which program should I open a lot, bookmark this week's show. And then whenever you run into that, just run back there and go, oh yeah, everything I need to know is right there. Let me just figure this out here.
That's a good idea.
Idea. That's my idea. Shall we go to Mr. Adam and his review du jour?
I think we should. He's been waiting patiently. And
do we have something that even sounds kind of like a review? Kind of. There it is. It's Adam's review music.
It's a one-size-fits-all sound file.
Well, you could like do the hip-hop version of that. That's a little better.
Is that how you do it in hip-hop?
I think so.
Okay.
Adam!
Hey.
How's life, buddy?
Pretty good.
Now, you're going to be joining me as my fill-in guest host, co-host, next week, yes?
Yep.
I'll be doing Nevada research.
At the FBR Open.
Yeah.
In fact, we're going to make it the FBR Open Phones Computer Corner Show.
Oh, there you go.
Since we're going to have limited access to technology out there, we'll...
Has anybody figured out what FBR stands for?
Yes.
All right.
Okay. Adam.
Hey.
You come to us every Saturday for a review, yes?
Yes.
And you're going to review what product this week?
Well, I happen to love chess. And for
You know, some people would misconstrue that as being very geeky, very nerdy.
That's me.
Yeah, okay.
He's proud of it.
Yeah. Well, I love chess so much, and my family knew that, so they got me this really, really cool program a while ago for Christmas, and it's called Chessmaster 9000.
Yes.
Yes.
I remember when it was Chessmaster 1000 or 2000.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago, wasn't it?
They jump version numbers. Most people go like version 2, version 3, version 3.5. They go 1000, 3000, 5000. That's kind of silly.
So... Now, chess as a game hasn't changed in, I believe it's called a millennia. So, what could they possibly do to a piece of software to make the chess game more enjoyable?
Well, they make the computer beat you even faster.
Ah!
Yes, I haven't been able to beat the Chessmaster 9000 program yet, and I'm actually trying right now.
You're multitasking, are you?
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, is that the difference? I mean, I would imagine that the graphics are pretty tremendous nowadays.
Oh, yeah. The graphics here are great. You have a lot of different, you have access to a lot of different styles of chessboards if you like. I'm actually playing on a Scrabble style chessboard right now.
Scrabble chessboard.
Oh yeah.
How does that work?
Well, it's for the pieces. They've got the different black or wood looking pieces, and like pawn, the letter is P. And like the queen, the letter Q is on the tile.
I gotcha. So you move the tiles around like they're pieces.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And what level of computer is required to play this particular game?
Well, you can play on whatever computer you want. I mean, minus the graphics. I don't have the system requirements in front of me, but if your computer can run Windows 98, it can probably run this software.
And what does this particular program run? Do we have an idea?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Uh-oh. We're going to have to get you like a worksheet for your review so you know all these questions.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah, something. Hey, what do we expect for nothing, right?
You get what you pay for.
I'm sorry. All right, Adam.
Yep.
You get warmed up. You're going to have all those crazy loon people in the... have you ever been to any of the golf... what is this year, the FBR Open formerly the Phoenix Open?
Nope, I have not seen any live golf.
You are, well, you won't see any live golf from the broadcast position. You're just going to see streams of people walking past, and they all dress really funny compared to what we're used to.
Hey, Adam, you know how to do a golf clap, right?
A what?
A golf clap.
What's that?
It's a very, very light
very
clap.
Very light, yeah.
Barely
very
audible.
A light clap.
Hey, do you have any golf games?
Well, I kind of like Microsoft Golf.
Okay, well, maybe we'll talk a little bit about that, or maybe even play it on the air next week then.
Okay.
All right.
All right,
if you want to meet the one and only Adam, maybe even get him an autograph from him.
Okay.
You can come down and see him at the FBR Open next week.
For a fee, probably.
You don't charge, do you?
No.
Not yet.
You're not some Pete Rose kind of guy, are you?
No.
All right. Did you bet on baseball?
No, I did not.
All right, good.
Adam's too young to bet on anything.
I can't remember the last time I watched baseball.
Well, apparently that's not important if you're betting on baseball. All right, Adam.
Yeah.
See you next week.
Okay.
Adam, the 13-year-old whiz kid from Glendale that often fills in for either myself or Brandon, will be filling in for Brandon, who's on assignment.
Right.
In Lost Wages.
Right.
Yeah.
2 weekends in a row.
Right.
Right.
I think Bob might actually have a question
Bob
about
Bob has it. File extension questions.
Get out of here.
No, I'm not getting out of here.
You mean somebody actually has a problem that we're addressing?
Yeah.
All right.
You could call it that.
All right, Bob. Welcome to the computer corner.
Oh, thank you.
What's ailing you?
Well, I've got Adobe Photoshop.
Yes.
I work with images a lot.
I'll bet you do.
I used to have 5.0. I upgraded to 6.0. And when you right-click the images, I no longer can open with Adobe. It's not listed in the recommended programs, and it's not listed in other programs.
That's not good.
No, that's not good. I've reloaded 6.0 a couple times to try to get it back, and it still didn't come back.
Is this one of those hokey downloaded Kazaa versions?
No.
You got the real deal, right? You're recording.
Yeah.
This is legal and all
yep.
that. Generally speaking, it's just going to be there. Now, are you looking like alphabetically, or do you look down the whole list regardless?
The whole list.
And this is regular old Photoshop. It's not like Photoshop Elements or anything like that.
No, this is the full version of Photoshop.
And then obviously you can click on File and Open and then go and manually open it.
Oh, yeah, I can open it there, or I can open it up with Windows Picture and Fax Viewer.
You know, I've never actually addressed a situation where an application that currently is installed and running is not actually in that program group, because it generally pulls it from there. But
if it's not in the group, I think there should be an option that you can select, you can click a browse button and not select the application in the list, but actually browse to where the executable for the program is.
Right, I see that.
Which gets
so
real
your case,
technical,
yeah. You'd go to where, like your C drive, then usually...
Program files
and find Adobe.
Like Adobe and then Photoshop and find Photoshop.exe or PhotoSHP, maybe it's called. I don't remember exactly what it is. But you browse to where the executable is. Once you find it, you can click on that executable, and it now will use that program.
From then on?
Correct.
You can also...
And it should list it in the recommended?
No, it may not list in the recommended. That's what's happening.
Yeah, look down below the recommended.
Well, even below the recommended, it's not listed.
Well, there's another option you can try. If you open up the My Computer, this is Windows XP, you said?
Yes.
Okay, open up My Computer.
Uh-huh.
Go to Tools.
Okay.
And then Options.
Uh-huh.
And the third tab should be File Types.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Tools and then Folder Options. The third tab across the top is File Types.
Uh-huh.
You can manually go through the list there. It may be in there, the Adobe program.
Okay.
And see how the file extensions on the left? Or maybe you're not doing it there.
I didn't go into it, but I'm following you.
I'm saying see. This is a radio show, isn't it?
Right.
Television. Yeah.
It's to be fair to Ken.
I never
it's
done
only
radio.
His 11th year doing this, so he's kind of new still.
I've never done radio before. On the left-hand side of that box that'll open up will be the actual extensions. So like ACO, ACP, ACT, it'll just alphabetically list it. So you can go down to whichever file type you're trying to work with.
Right.
So this kind of does it opposite. This actually shows the file extension first, and then it explains what the file type is, and then you can actually change. When you click on it, it'll say, you know, what is currently opening it with.
Right.
And then you can click on change and see if that'll allow you to get to it.
Okay.
Try it that way.
Now, will that do it for all the different extensions,
JPEG,
TIFF?
You have to do them one at a time.
One at a time. Or if you have your original disks from Photoshop, you might want to just try reinstalling.
He did.
Oh, he
did.
Several
once.
Times.
Yeah.
What is opening up? What is taking over right now? When you double-click on these files, what actually opens them?
The XP Windows, the XP viewer.
Oh, the little picture viewer.
Right.
Okay. Well, then just...
I can't imagine why you wouldn't want to use that.
Yeah, it's so fully featured, and you can do so little with it. It's perfect. Well, try uninstalling Windows XP altogether. Maybe that'll help.
No.
No? Is that...
If you think it will happen, Bob.
Wait, I'm starting to sound like a radio talk show host from other parts of the country, aren't I?
Right.
That was one of the things I considered, though, was reinstalling... XP.
That's not going to have any effect on this.
That's not going to have an effect.
Something is working your registry over to where it's not properly displaying the information. And
is QuickTime in here too.
That's
on
fine.
The computer. That shouldn't affect it.
No.
It has nothing to do with that's apples and peaches.
Really?
Right.
No, something got in there, and so the part that reports to you that says, okay, these are the programs that are available to you. Something's kind of got in there and discombobulated things.
That last place Ken was walking you through, just go for
okay.
all the file extensions you want, and you may have to do it half a dozen times because you'll do like .gif and
right.
.jpg and .jpeg, both of those, maybe .bmp, maybe a few others. You'll just take and change the association to Photoshop, and hopefully it'll retain that for the future for you.
All right, I'll give that a shot.
Yeah, let us know if uninstalling Windows XP worked, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I will.
All right, Bob.
Maybe you ought to just look to the stars.
Maybe you ought to get you one of them Macintoshes.
Oh, no.
One of them Schmapples.
No, I'll stick with the IBM.
Hey, you wouldn't have any problem like this if you had an Apple.
Yeah, right.
Maybe a Granny Smith?
Huh? No, a Red Delicious. All right, Bob, good luck.
Okay, thanks, guys.
And goodbye.
All right.
And that's how it works, folks, file extensions. Obviously, in our second hour, which is coming up real soon, so go ahead and queue up on the phone lines there if you have open phone questions. And on any topic about anything, go ahead and start loading up the phones.
Should I remind them the number?
Sure. Go ahead already.
602-277-5827. You can dial in now. Chris is going to take your calls. He's going to get you revved up, queued up, lined up, hooked up.
And screened up.
All that kind of stuff. And when we come back from the break... We're going to start rolling. Geek Speak of the Week.
Geek Speak of the Week, yes.
Our snapfiles.com free download of the week.
Yes.
And a lot of more great stuff, including your calls and questions. 602-277-5827, 277-KTAR. More Computer Corner when we return.
Golf fans, the 2004 FBR Open kicks off with the Xerox Ladies Invitation.